Few sports fans in the Czech Republic will forget the recent Beijing Olympics, where the country notched up 6 medals, 3 silver and 3 gold. The Games featured a number of gripping stories, including the very first gold medal win of the Games by shooter Kateřina Emmons, as well as Barbara Špotáková's stunning last-minute win in the javelin. Yet, just days after the Olympics ended, the country's Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek, expressed disappointment, telling the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes that Czechs should have won more medals, given how much money the state spends on sport. He made clear, too, that there could now be changes to come. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Although Czech athletes earned 6 medals at the Beijing Olympics, 6 clearly weren't enough. On Wednesday, the Prime Minister told journalists the results could have been better. At the heart of the matter, money. The Czech Republic spends billions on training future athletes up to the national level, and the Prime Minister seems certain at the Games at Beijing more medals could and should have been clinched. Certainly one could think of at least 2 instances, the legendary Roman Šebrle in the decathlon and the champion Štěpánka Hilgertová in the water slalom. They could have come away with medals if it wasn't for injuries or bad luck. But when is disappointment not a part of any competition? Jiří Krauskopf is the head of the Association of Sports High Schools in the Czech Republic.
I have no problem with those who provide the funding managing how funds are spent. That's their right. But to suggest that our athletes did too little just days after the Olympics, that's simply insulting. Sport isn't maths, and even the best trained and most talented athletes after hundreds of hours of training can come up short. I can't imagine what we'd say to other excellent athletes, such as US shooter Matthew Emmons, if he were Czech. He had the misfortune of losing the gold not once but twice at the Olympics.
The Prime Minister this week did praise Czech Olympians, including kayaker Štěpánka Hilgertová, recognizing that she went all out for gold rather than settle for safe silver. But clearly Mr. Topolánek is disquieted over the possible ineffective use of funding in sports, as well as a lack of star athletes on the country's roster. He has now tasked the Education Ministry overseeing a lion's share 2.3 billion crowns of sports funding to analyze overall effectiveness. Deputy Education Minister Jan Kocourek outlines areas that could be reviewed in the coming months, which could save money.
Our aim will be to analyze the system to make sure funds aren't being spent needlessly. There might be examples in the bureaucracy when you consider the involvement of different sports bodies where funding can be streamlined. The money saved could then go directly to training athletes.
And that was the Deputy Education Minister Jan Kocourek, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.